this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hello, good evening, everyone. Tonight is July 27th, 2013, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. Tonight, not only will we be taking a visit to Creation Lightship for physical healing of your choice, but we're also going to be bringing in the 12 source energies at about half past the hour. So please stay on for that because it's really worth experiencing. It's just a wonderful, wonderful experience for everybody. And please go to either creationlightship.com or scroll down on the BBS radio page to the picture of the light being and bring that up on your monitor screen. And after Ron comes on, he will activate that light being for us. It will stay activated throughout the whole show with peace energy for us. And now I'll say hello to Ron.
Hi, everybody. So let's energize the light beam. Bring it up on your monitor screen, like Dan was saying. And it'll be peace energy. It'll bring the males in. The peace energy will just maybe calm you down, make you feel kind of more at peace, maybe do a house clearing for you. This is what normally happens sometimes is the negative energies, whatever that would be to you in your house, in the room that you're in, these things leave or they get taken to the light or they get terminated. So they have an option. So here we go. One, in the one of the light beams here. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Okay, Ann, I'll just turn it back over to you again.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much, and that feels really wonderful. I just wanted to say, in case we don't come back on the air after doing the 12 divine energies later, I just want to remind everybody now that tomorrow, Sunday, there is an 8-hour healing call on which you will spend the entire 8 hours on Creation Lightship, as well as spending the whole time until the next call on a Saturday, it'll be in the month of August, you're still all the time up on Creation Lightship. And in addition, Ron does a healing call Tuesday through Friday for 1 hour each weekday. And they're really terrific calls. One is a clone body, one is a cording call, and one is an entity removal. And Wednesday is very special because we have a water charging, and you can charge 7 containers of water on Wednesdays. And so I urge you all to check out the website and to get on as many of those healing calls as you possibly can because it will change your life for the better very quickly. And I wanted to start with a lovely testimonial that we received, Ron. And let me just open it up again. And it's for the alien attack removal clearing. And for those of you who have been listening to these shows will know that it's a very important healing, and we do not want aliens around us, and unfortunately they are. So I just want to read this nice testimonial someone sent in. I bought the weekly alien attack removal healing, and I just decided to go down through each healing, and I was amazed at how silent my mind got. I did the speech pattern clearing, and the words I couldn't get rid of from my mind just evaporated, and I could feel the light beings uproot something from my head. I had listened to one of your archive radio shows where you explained that the words in our minds are not our own. I was a bit skeptical until I did the planet star cording removal. My mind is quiet. I hardly think. I can easily be more heart-centered. I did the parallel lifetimes removal, and I rarely dream. I can't say thank you enough. I try to tell everyone I meet about the website and the healings, and I am amazed at how my friends how many people are oblivious to what is going on and how they just don't care to heal themselves. One thing I know is that I have moved away from most of my friends who pray and go to churches. I don't want to be coded to anything, having done many healings to rid myself of alien energies. Thank you, Ron, for coming to help us. And for my life was already in hell in a handbasket, before I found the Creation Lightship website. So I know that was a lot for you, a lot of words, Ron, for you to listen to, but it's basically a thank you and an appreciation for getting aliens and ending parallel lifetimes and that kind of thing. So we all thank you for that.
That's very nice. Boy, great.
I know. And what I think happens sometimes, I know that you know this, Ron, is we feel so good from receiving the clearings that it's almost hard to put into words how we feel once they're done. So it's very much appreciated for someone to take the time to write that nice letter. And I was thinking it would be nice, of course, we're going to be getting a lot of healings tonight, that are, when we go to the light ship, that's a physical healing. But I always like to just have a quick sample, if we could, of the emotional and mental body healing for everyone.
Okay, so here we go, everybody.
Great.
You may think of a emotional situation that you, have encountered, or something that encountered you. And we'll see if we can release the energy from you from that one specific situation. So here we go. Remember, your psychic billboard may have it blinking up there that you want to experience this. You may not put it on there, but maybe the aliens did, or other people, or it's in your natal chart. So you wonder why stuff is happening to you, and it's probably because people are reading that and events happen in your life. But we'll get rid of that one situation. You can probably be more at peace. So here we go. Think of that particular situation that happened to you, and if you don't think of one that's more, that's happened recently, think of something maybe when you were younger. Well, it could be anything. Held up by your parents, or you got some type of shunning from your group, or maybe you were doing something you got laughed at. These are all emotional situations, and they can carry on and actually change your whole life, because it took you from a situation that maybe you liked doing to something that you didn't want to do at all, and you just forgot about what you were doing because you didn't want to be ridiculed. So here we go. Releasing it from you. Just think of that one particular situation. One, and this could possibly, if you had one, a long time ago, maybe completely change your life right now. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I will do the mental clearing. And if you want to think of a repetitive thought that you have, or you're always in your head, you can't get quiet, this can help you all too. It could be like a left and right brain balancing also. But mainly it's just to get you out of your head. So it's kind of like dampens things down for you. But if you do have a situation that's running all the time, can't get away from it, it'll help you. So think of that. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. We have a request from a listener for you to do a quick clearing of social anxieties, things that are small, maybe upsets or aggravations, but it kind of adds up to a lot of tension and anxiety. And I know we don't have specifically a clearing for that, but maybe just an anxiety clearing would
might
help.
Okay, yeah, we could do that, or think of maybe one of your triggers that you have. That would be, something that know, you may have, you may not. So here we go. Or we'll do an anxiety clearing. So whatever way you want to work with this one here. Here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A little heavy. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Go. See if that helps you out. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And kind of related, but a little different, I guess, is someone who has obsessive-compulsive disorder. They're asking for help with a clearing. Now, that is kind of mind-looping, right, Ron, that we have a clearing for and you sort of have cleared already. That means people, they, for instance, they're afraid to go out and they might check their front door lock 10 times before they can leave the house.
Yeah, that could possibly do that, or maybe you have to wash your hands all the time or something, or you're afraid somebody's looking at you. Yeah, all that mind looping might be a good way to enter into that particular situation. Because remember, you have to have the thought before you act. Maybe the mind loop one clearing could be for that. So here we go. We'll try the mind loop clearing. So think of a situation again. Well, it could be just something as simple as, you know, you go to bed at night and you're afraid that, you know, the alarm clock's going to startle you when it wakes you up, or you don't get enough sleep. It could be something like that, too. Maybe you're blaming the alarm clock for situations of getting up, you know, extra early or something, you know. But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, boy, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Now, before I get on to the next question here, would you like to have people make requests for rooms to visit on the Creation Lightship tonight?
Yeah, we can do maybe 6 rooms here.
Okay. So if you want to put those...
honor those.
Okay. You can either type those into the fast chat or send them to me at clsquestions@yahoo.com, which is where you can send any questions that you have for the radio shows. And I have that open right now, and I'll be checking it. We'll go in, you know, a few more minutes. Okay, someone wrote in, and this has a lot of detail in this email, but they've been doing some healing and feeling physically very good. They've got over some physical problems and were feeling really good. And then they ran into somebody and felt as if this person was judging and looking at her and kind of probably cursing. She's not using the word cursing, but, and the pain that she'd had came back. So I thought that, well, she's saying, if I want to be pain-free, do I have to avoid people entirely? I don't think that's possible, unfortunately, on this planet. But I thought that perhaps, Ron, we could talk a little bit about the curses, hexes, and spells clearing. Regarding
you might want to go into that and do it some more.
Right.
Very possibly it didn't take care of all of it. I'm just wondering if that could be connected to like a 7-generational clearing or something. Only because you may have did enough to get rid of that situation, but it was still probably being transmitted on your psychic billboard, and that's what happened. So ideally, when you have a clearing and everything is released from you, do not bring people to you over again with that same situation. Well, then you have to look at the psychic billboard, because that's probably how they're activated, because you just didn't clear it out far enough. And that's what I would think. And so the person just saw that and knew that you were probably getting away from a situation, and still on your billboard, so the person or people are still around to activate that. So that's kind of how we'd look at it. I'll probably do the psychic billboard clearing on it. also do some more hexes and spells clearing. If you know the person's name, then do Dark Side Practitioner. So that's another way to enter into that clearing. That's you, Ann.
Right, and when we go out around people, they're not necessarily cursing us all the time or putting hexes and spells on us, though that could have been the case, but they're often courting us, correct, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct, uh-huh.
So we want to stay out of judgment ourselves and then sort of check with our spirits when we get home to see if we've been courted by anybody and clear those, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then, interesting, another email that kind of ties into the same thing. This person has another person that keeps showing unwanted and unwelcomed. A person keeps showing up over and over again in their lives. What should they do about that?
Boy. Well, again, it'd probably be on the psychic billboard to connect to this person. It's probably a soul family member. Maybe not, but I would say, good possibility. I would look at the situation and see why they're coming to see you, okay? And then from there, try to figure it out for yourself and do a clearing on a timeline crash for it. So they're coming to you to bug you all the time about something, then find out what that is and do a timeline crash on it many times. It sounds like this person or even like a group of people are there all the time kind of take you off your center. And normally when that happens that way, I would probably do, maybe 500 timeline crashes. But that's what I'd recommend doing. And then also do the psychic billboard. That could maybe also add some relief. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you so much. Okay, we're getting requests for the Creation Lightship visit for rooms. And I just wanted to remind everyone that after we come back from the light ship, Ron's going to bring in the 12 divine energies. We have a little music that'll play in the background just so that BBS doesn't think we've gone off the air. but it's really just be prepared to be relaxed and comfortable and just listen to Ron and bring, experience the energies coming to you. And it's really a terrific thing. And I was wondering, Ron, before we go to the light ship, last week or the week before, we cleared some keywords for people, and you did quite a few of them. But we had some requests of words that we never got to. So could we do a couple more of those before we go up to the light ship?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Sure.
Okay. How about okay?
Hey, okay. here we go. Are you seeing that energy? So one. That's okay. We'll release the ball. So releasing that in the okay. So one, two, three, four, and five. That's released. So now when you say the word okay, you find that the O is like vacant. And you have the K. So K is not a vowel, but may not have any meaning to you now. Unless the word K means something. So releasing the K, one, two, three, four, and five. There. I'll just say the word okay, and it should feel very distant to you, kind of like you're speaking a foreign language. Hey, back to you. Okay.
Thank you, Ron. That's a good one, because as you were doing it, I realized, wow, we really say that a lot. Oh, and the other one, we may have actually already done this, but let's do the word wow.
Wow. Well, that works both ways, huh?
Uh-huh.
W-O-W or W-O-W.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Let's release the O again. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. So now we have the W and W. If you put them together, maybe it could be like maybe W, M, and W. Just for the heck of it, release M. Put together, so that one, two, three, four, and five. Now we'll do the two W's. One, two, three, four, and five. I'll say the word wow, and it should just be another noise, basically. It should be a noise versus a program. That's you, Ann.
Okay. Well, here's another word with an O in it, God.
Okay, here we go. So pressing the O again. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And say the word God, and just, if you want to, have any meaning to you, I'd rather use the word dog. That's much better. Remember, Anne's best friend is a dog, then God must be the opposite of that. All backwards, the man's worst friend. Oh. D, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and a D, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You could do the word alien. Here we go. Getting rid of the A. Vowel, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. L, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, there's three vowels. Very interesting. We'll do the E and the I together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the word N. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll say the word alien, but they shouldn't add over to you. Isn't that interesting? Two balls in a word, five letters. Well, they really got you on that one, because they attached to you on the balls. Any words that have a lot of balls in them? Maybe you can get somebody smart out there. Instead of two brain cells, they may have three. That's another word that has three vowels with five letters. I don't have that. I can't think of that. So, let's go to the light ship. So, this only works live on this program. And if you want to go to the light ship, you have to be with us on Saturdays. Out of time. By located, you're still going to be sitting where you are, no problem, but you're going to find yourself in a different space, or you may feel a little more content. Things will not be connected, corded to you. Remember, this planet is used for energetic cording, and that's how things attach to you. Everything is, of course, with cords here, or entities and things outside of yourself attaching to you. That's where this planet is being run right now, along with robotic programs and everything else. So here we go. Bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, if you like. And we're going to be going up to the light ship. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Going to the first room here. And this room has like polar bears. So we'll go into this room. Remember, all the rooms have particular maybe animals or beings that air, flowers, and plants and things, water, we can relate to here. That they're individual spirits to help you out. Process. So going into the room and bringing the energy in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We are in an archive right now. You're going to feel the peace energy up the end of the light ship. So think you're on the light ship, then the darkness has you. Fabricated a light ship from the darkness because you're thinking of it. But you're not there. Not on the true light ship of light. So here we go, which is only one. Let's go to another location. And let's go into the room in quarantine. Somebody has requested that we have some body parts retrieved. This may sound a little weird for some people who don't know what we do on the eight-hour calls, but we'll go into the retrieval location place. This is in quarantine. And here we go. So if you have something maybe missing or you don't know that it's missing, but not quite right. So one, two, three, four, and five, and you may feel energy throughout this whole program, even though we come back from the light ship here. Have another request for Shetland ponies. All little ones, so here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Another request for the magnetic room, so that's probably the floating magnets. They normally align at your spine, floating around you. So if you have a spine problem or hurt back or even something else that may have a problem where you're hurt, just indicate that. Remember, you're on the light ship communicating with these beings. The maintenance would be beings that are conscious. You can put your hand in the location where you want to have some energy work done. Here we go. Floating magnets coming your way. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Dolphin room. Okay, so you have a choice. There's white dolphins and pink dolphins and blue dolphins. So we can go into any one of these rooms here. Black dolphins. But let's go into where the blue dolphins are. So I'll go into that room. If you want to pick another one, you can. There's yellow ones also. Go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we're there now. And we'll go on to the centrifuge room. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And kind of to me an odd request to go to where I am. Let's go to my ship that I have that does healing. And it's also a defense fleet ship also. So it does two things at once. So we'll go there. So here we go, everybody. We're going there now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you need any special healing, just request it right now. So thank you, Larry. I'm going to bring people to my ship, but we're there now. You may be feeling the energy coming into you. We'll just stay there for a bit, I guess. It feels great to me, so here we go. Got some thunder and lightning happening here. Got the aliens upset. So anyway, guys are angry with us, so here we go. 1, 2, no, it's actually warfare, probably, more than likely. Light and the darkness are colliding. Causing that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I do request your healing. I have a complete doctor's staff there, we'll call it. Work with people. Normally, I go out to where the just different universes of light where they have sometimes, you know, problems or accidents, so... it's kind of hard to describe that. It doesn't really exist in life. It may be something happened that shouldn't have happened. And don't prepare things that are out there that darkness got a hold of or hit or did something. Also, now we're doing a lot of work with different forces out there that are fighting the aliens, too. So you may actually see some soldiers... on board, having themselves put that together again. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. That's your healing. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Everybody, we should come back because we need to do the 12 source energies. So we're coming back down. I'll count to 5. I'm from 5 to 1. You can feel your body change. So 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so we'll be in each energy for about 2 minutes here. Kind of relax, everybody. Sit back there, and you can start to feel the energy. So source energy number 1. And I'll put some music on, and just let me know if it's the proper volume for everybody. Here we go. And source energy number 1, so stronger, 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 and
source energy number two. And we're doing source energy number three. Source energy number four. Source Energy number 5. Okay, Source Energy number 6. Energy number 7. Okay, source energy number 8. Energy number 9. Source energy number 10. Source energy number 11. Okay, source energy number 12. Okay, everyone, there we go. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. That was just wonderful. And basically, we're going to say goodbye now to everyone. Thank you so much. I'm sure everyone enjoyed this as much as I did. Just a reminder that tomorrow is the 8-hour healing call on Creation Lightship. You can go to the website and still sign up for that. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And our next BBS radio show will be Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So be sure and give that a listen as well. In the meantime, everyone enjoy the rest of your weekend. And thank you so much, Ron, for this wonderful show. Bye, everyone.